The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chatzkel Levine, member of the Kollel Choshen Mishpat and Evan HaEzer in Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Shabbos, Tesfam Rav, brings a braisa, Yossi ben Yehezer ish Tzreida, v'Yossi ben Yechonon ish Yerushalayim, gozru tumo al Eretz Ha'amid. Yossi ben Yehezer and Yossi ben Yechonon were gozer tumo, they were gozer tumo al Eretz Ha'amid. Eretz Amin is Chutz La'aretz, any place outside of Eretz Yisrael. Chazal were gozer tumo. This concept of tumos Eretz Amin is also brought in a Mishnah in Nazir and Daf Nun Dalet, that a Nazir who becomes tummy with this tumo of Eretz Amin, this tumo of Chutz La'aretz, it's a tumo de Rabbanon, and it's such a tumo that Ein Hanazir Megaleichalov. A Nazir, he usually when he becomes tummy to a tumas mace, he has to be Megaleich, and he has to take a haircut, and he has to start his Yemei Naziris over again. Such a tumo of tumas Eretz Amim, he doesn't. This tumas Eretz Amim is described in the Rishonim as being similar to that of tumas mace. Tumas mace is basically, one can become tummy tumas mace in three ways. One way is called maga, touching the mace directly, physical contact. Another way is oil a mace, which means being the same under the same roof as a mace. And there's another subcategory of oil a mace, which is called mahil, mahil al a mace, which means passing over the mace. That means, for example, if one were to stick his hand over a mace, and there would be nothing in between his hand and the mace, meaning he is directly passing over, his hand is directly on top of the mace, although not actually touching the mace, but on top of the mace, he becomes tamei with what's called in the Mishnayos as tumas mahil b'gmal al mace. The two tumas eretz ha'amim, one can become tamei to tumas eretz ha'amim in two of these three ways. Tumas maga, if he touches tumas eretz amin, we'll see in the Gemara this is called gusha, if he touches tumas eretz amin. And another way of becoming tumas and tumas eretz amin is if he's mahil, if he passes over, if he's directly on top of tumas eretz amin, he also becomes tumas mace. And these two ways of becoming tumas eretz amin would make this person tumas like a regular tumas mace, and he would have to count 7 days like a regular tumas mace. He would have to have azaf in the paraduma on his third day of this 7 days, and on the seventh day azar gimel shlishi like every tumas mace. The Gemara brings down that there were actually three gezeiros on tumas eretz amim in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. Yossi ben Yehezer and Yossi ben Yechonon were first gozer on tumas eretz amim, and the Gemara says that they were gozer. They came and were gozer tumas eretz amim they asu inu, the Gemara says gozer agusha litlois va'avira loiklum. They were gozer on the gush of tumas eretz amim. The gush actually means the offer, the dirt of tumas eretz amim. Litlois means that if truma would touch the gush, the dirt of Eretz Amav, of Chutz La'aretz, it would become tomei, not a tumas vadai. It wouldn't become definitely tomei. Most, for example, when something becomes tumas meis midaraisa, truma would touch a meis and become tomei tumas meis midaraisa, the halach is you could burn the truma. If truma becomes tomei, tumas meis, not ba'ifin vadai, not in a definite way, but in a way of suffix, if it's a suffix tumor, then the halacha is toilin. We are toilin the tumor, which means we safeguard the tumor. We can't burn it. It can't be eaten by kohenim because it's suffix tumor. It has a din tumor that it can't be eaten by kohenim. But it's not to the extent where it could be burnt. It's not vadei tumor, and it can't be burnt. So Yossi ben Yehezer and Yossi ben Yechonon were geyser on the gush of Eretz Amin, that if tumor would touch it, it would have the status of toiling. We would be toiling. We would be toiling the tshuma that touched it. Va'avira v'loy klum. Va'avira means, Tosfos says, what avira means is the second type of tumah we described before, which is tumas mahil. Avira means the ear, that the ear of the tumas eretz amim. That if somebody would go into tumas eretz amim, he would not touch necessarily the dirt, the ground of tumas eretz amim, but he would pass over tumas eretz amim without anything between him and the ground. Just passing over it would. At this point, Yosi ben Yoez and Yosi ben Yochanan were not goyzer on tumas avir. So we have tumas gush, which is maga, which is physical contact, that they were goyzer toilin, and avira, and on passing over on tumas mahil, they weren't goyzer anything. Then, v'osir rabbonim d'shmoinim shana, 80 years before the Beis HaMikdash was nechrav, the rabbonim came and were goyzer another time on tumas eretz amim, and this time they included the avir, they included the ear of tumas eretz amim in the gzeira. The gush was already tomei, toilin, that if the tshuma would touch it, we would be toilin from Yosi ben Yoezer and Yosi ben Yochanan, and they were geyser, the same type of toilin on the avir, that if somebody would come into tumas eretz amim and he would be mahil over the tumas eretz amim, his tshuma would be mahil over the tumas eretz amim, it would have the same din as gusha, the same din as maga, and we would be toiling that shuma also. V'asi ba'usha, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there was another takana, another gzeira on tumas eretz amim, that usha was, that the golos of usha, the chazal that were nigla to usha, they were gozer another tumas eretz amim. What they did was gozer agusha lisroif, va'avir kedekoykoy. They were geyser that on gush of tumas eretz amim, which is the first type of tumah, the maga, the physical contact with tumas eretz amim, they upgraded it to sreifa, that if tumah would touch this tumas eretz amim, if tumah would touch the dirt of tumas eretz amim, they said you have to burn the tumah. Until now it was toilin, they said now you have to burn it. Va'avira kidekoykot. And they left avir as it was, that an avira still, the halacha would be toilin. Any truma that would be mahil, that would pass over to Maseret Amin, the halacha would be toilin. The Gemara in Nazir says the following. Ibayelahu, Eretz Amin, Mishum Avira Gazur Aleh, Oiduma Mishum Gusha Gazur Aleh. Ibayelahu, Eretz Amin, Chutz La'aretz, was Chazal Gozer on the Avir, or was Chazal Gozer on the Gush? The Gemara's Shaila seems to be in direct contradiction to the Gemara in Shabbos that we just mentioned. The Gemara in Nazir asks the following. Were we Gozer Eretz Amim, Chutz La'aretz? This Tumas Meis that we were Gozer in Chutz La'aretz. We were Gozer Agusha, which we already explained Gusha means Maga. We were Gozer on physical contact with Tumas Eretz Amim, or Avira. Or when we gozer on the ear of tumas eretz amim. We previously explained that the ear of tumas, the avira, means, the Gemara in Shabbos refers to avira, the Rishonim explain, means being mahil over tumas eretz amim, passing over. The Gemara in Shabbos, the maskon of the Gemara is that there was a gzera on tumas avir of eretz amim, as there was on gusha. Now, avira was litlois and gusha was lisroif. Avira was toilin, the tumah was only had a status of a sofik tumah. And Gusha touching the Tumas Eretz Amim had a status of Vadek Tumah, we would burn the Tumah. But there was definitely a Gzera that included Avir in the Tumah of Tumas Eretz Amim. And it seems from this Gemara and Nazir that the Gemara is questioning whether Avir was at all included in the Tumah of Eretz Amim. So Tosfos is explains that the Gemara's Avira in Nazir is not the same Avira as in the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos Avira meant being mahil, passing over the Tumah without any hefsik or chatzitza between the person and the Tumah. Between the person and the Eretz Amim. Passing over the Eretz Amim, directly passing over. However, if there would be a chatzitza or a hefsik between the person and the ground, for example, if a person were to go into Eretz Amim in a wagon, and the wagon had a floor on the bottom of the wagon, which was choitzitz and mafsik between the person sitting in the wagon and the Eretz Amim. According to Gemara and Shabbos, there would not necessarily be any tumah in such a case. A person could go into Eretz Amim in such a wagon, go through Eretz Amim, ride through Eretz Amim in such a way without ever getting out, and remain Torah as he was before. The Gemara in Nazir is now introducing a new question, a new shaila as to maybe Chazal or Geyser in Tumas Eretz Amim, a Tumas Avir, even in a situation where there was a hefsik between the person and the Eretz Amim. For example, if a person went in a wagon in Eretz Amim, he might still be coming. That's what the Gemara in Nazir is questioning. The Gemara seems to imply that on the tzad, that there would be such a tumus avir in Eretz Amim, where there was a hefsik between the person and the Eretz Amim, that tumah would not have the full status of tumus meis. Meaning, if he went into Eretz Amim in such a wagon and did not get out of the wagon, even if he would be tameh, he would not need hazor gimel v'zayin. He would not need hazor from the paraduma on shlishi u'shvi. He would be tameh only tumas erev. That's what is implied in the Gemara in Nazir. So basically, we have two different types of tumah of tumas eretz amim. One which is tumas meis, which the Rishonim explain, and which the Gemara is clear would need hazah of shlishi and shvi. And then we have another type of tumah which the Gemara has an iboya, which the Gemara it questions if there would be such a tumah. Tumas avir, which is without being mahil on the tumah, where there's a separation between you and the tumah, but Chazal regards it nonetheless a tumah, a tumas erev on such a person. And the Gemara Nazir stays with the shaila, and it's an iboya delay of shita. Most Rishonim learn that since it's the Iboy Delay of Shita and such a Tumah Rabban, we can go Lakula and we could assume that there is no such Tumah of Tumah Seretz Amim, where there is a Chatzitza, where there is a Hefsik between the person and the Tumah. Why were Chazal Geyser Tumah Seretz Amim Bechlal? Why were Chazal Geyser even the Tumah Seretz Amim that's mentioned in Chavish, which is a Tumah of Tumah Meis? The Rishonim bring down various reasons. The Pirush HaMishnayis in Maseches Olos says it's because, at least in the times of Chazal, most goyim did not bury their nefallim, their stillborns, or even the mason for that matter, in designated Beis HaKvaros. They would bury them when someone was nifter, when someone died. They would bury him more or less on the spot, randomly. Therefore, since there was no designated Beis HaKvaros, any place you could go in Eretz Amim, you're possibly walking over a mace. You're possibly walking over a cavern. So Chazal would geyser tumas Eretz Amim, similar to that of tumas mates, for this reason, because you might be mahil, or you might be walking on top of a cavern where there is a mace buried. Tosfos says similar, that Chazal would geyser tumas Eretz Amim because of the mace marble, because of those that died in the Mabul, the goyim that died in the Mabul, they did not have a designated Beis HaKvaros, obviously. They could be all over the world. They are buried, and therefore, Chazal saw it fit to be geyser at Tumas Meis on the whole Chutz La'aretz, any place outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara brings down in Zvachim that the Mabul, according to one Mandir at least, did not take place in Eretz Yisrael. Only outside of Eretz Yisrael, the Mesei HaMabul were only outside of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, it is fitting that the Tumas Eretz Amim would only be in Eretz Amim, in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael. Tosfos brings another reason why Chazal regards the Tumas Eretz Amim. That is because of Rav Yisrael Shenergu B'Chutz La'aretz. Because of the many Yidden that died over the history in Chutz La'aretz, and we were geyser tumas meis because of that, of all the Yidden that were killed in Chutz La'aretz and didn't have a proper burial without a designated Beis HaKvaros. Tosfos says the reason why the Gemara in Nazir has a tzad that maybe there's tumas eretz amim even where there's a chatzitza between the person and the eretz amim, which normally in the halachas of tumas meis, if there is a chatzitza between the person and the meis, there is no tumas meis. Chaytzitz b'fnei ha'tumah. Anything between the meis and the tumah will be mafsik to tumah. The person will remain tar. Tumas eretz amim, the Gemara Nazir seems to have a tzad that there would be a tumma even with the chatzitzas. The Tosfos says this must be a new tumma, which is not doimer tumas meis. It does not have azaras shlishin shvi, as is mentioned in the Gemara. This tumma, Tosfos says, was a new gzeru that we were metame anybody going to tumas eretz amim, so he should not leave from chutz la'aretz to eretz Yisrael. A new type of tumma. The question is, bizman hazeh, does tumas eretz amim, is there any application of tumas eretz amim bizman hazeh? In Shin Samach Tes, in Hilchos Aveiros, in Yerideya, the Mechaber in Sif Aleph says, V'chein l'chol eretz amim osa l'koyin nitomi b'hem. A koyin cannot become tomei to any eretz amim, to any place in chutz la'aretz. It would seem from the Mechaber that tumas eretz amim is noyeg bizman hazeh, and that a koyin cannot live in chutz la'aretz because he's becoming tomei with tumas eretz amim. Albeit it's a tumas derabbanan, but a koyin cannot become a tomei to a tumas derabbanan bizman hazeh. The Shach and before him, the Drish and the Bach on the Tor, the Taz and the Shach and the Shulchan Aruch say right away that definitely tumas eretz amim is not noyeg bizman hazeh. Because Eretz Yisrael doesn't have the same status of Tyre like it had Bizman Chazal, since Eretz Yisrael doesn't have the same status of Tyre like it has Bizman Chazal, it's basically almost on the same, has the same status as Chutz La'aretz B'negei L'tumah V'Tyre. Therefore, there is no special status to Chutz La'aretz of Tumas Eretz Amim more than Eretz Yisrael, and Tumas Eretz Amim does not apply Bizman Hazeh, and the Mechaber was not talking for Bizman Hazeh. However, the Shvus Yaakov in Simen Pehe, Chelek Aleph, is Chelek very, 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 very strongly on the Shach and the Taz and the Noisei Kehlin, who say that the Mechaber is not applicable Bizman Hazeh, and he says, the theme was Lashon HaMechaber. The Mechaber brought it down in Shulchan Aruch. He definitely meant it for Bizman Hazeh. Hilchos HaMashiach and the Mechaber is not writing a halacha that applies only for Yemei HaMashiach. The Torah brought this halacha down, and the Rosh brought this halacha down, and they definitely mean this halacha is applicable Bizman Hazeh also. The Kohenim that already live in Chutz La'aretz, they definitely do not have to leave, the Shavuos Yaakov says, and go back to Eretz Yisrael because of Tumas Eretz Amim, because since they are in Chutz La'aretz and their Parnosin is in Chutz La'aretz, we in Shin Ayin Beis the Mechaber already says that for Parnosa, if someone must do business with the Goyim, if his Parnosa is dependent on the Goyim, he's allowed to become Tomei to a Tumah Derabbanan to be able to get his Parnosa from the Goyim. Shin Ayin Beis Sif Aleph. So this would apply to anybody who lives in Chutz La'aretz, was born in Chutz La'aretz. Obviously, his parnasa is in Chutz La'aretz. He has to come onto the goyim. He has to come onto doing business with the goyim. He needs the masuman. He's not mechuyev to leave Eretz Yisrael, to leave Chutz La'aretz because of Tumas Eretz Amim. However, a goyim living in Eretz Yisrael who has parnasa in Eretz Yisrael and has no reason. That is mentioned in Shin Ayin Beis Sif Aleph of leaving Eretz Yisrael, Lulmay Torah, or Lisa Isha, any of those reasons mentioned in Sif Aleph, Shin Ayin Beis, he definitely cannot leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz because of Tumas Eretz Amim. He's making himself Tomei, but Tumas Eretz Amim. And the Chasam Sofer in Simen Shin Lamed Vov, Yerideya, seems to agree with the Shvus Yaakov and paskin that a kohen cannot leave Eretz Yisrael because of Tumas Eretz Amim. The Shvus Yaakov goes even further and is moiled from this chumra akula because of Tumas Eretz Amim. Because he paskins that Tumas Eretz Amim is negeya, is applicable bizman hazeh, it comes out from this chumra akula, the Shvus Yaakov says. Because the halacha is, the Mechaber brings Shin Ayin Gimel Siv Zayin, that today, also a koyin l'stam in the mace. A koyin cannot become tomei to a mace. He cannot be metapel, he cannot handle with a mace. Even, the Mechaber says, when he is already tomei. Even at a time when he is already, for example, he has a mace that he's already involved with, tumas krovim, that he's allowed to be involved with. He's already tummy from those tumas kroivim. He's already tummy. He still cannot be metame to another mace. But the Mechaber says, the Rama brings down, that only after achash perish mimesa, after he becomes disconnected from the mace that he's involved with, he's still tummy from it, but he's disconnected from it, he's not allowed to be metame to another mace. But if at the same time, when he's still being Isaac in his mace, he's still mechuber, the Lashon of the Gemara, it's tumah b'chibur, and he's still mechuber, he's still, so to speak, attached with the first mace that he's involved with, then he's at that time allowed to be metame to another mace. So the Shvus Yaakov says, somebody who's a kohen, who's an Eretz Amim, and he's constantly, he's mechuber to Eretz Amim, he's attached to Eretz Amim, he's tumah b'tumas Eretz Amim, but it's tumah b'chibur. He's attached to the tumas Eretz Amim. He's constantly being mahil. He's constantly passing over tumas Eretz Amim. He's constantly walking on tumas Eretz Amim. So he's constantly, it's a tumah b'chibur, a constant tumah b'chibur of tumas Eretz Amim. He is allowed to be metama to another tumah on the same level of tumas Eretz Amim, of course, on a tumah d'rabbanon that is similar to tumas Eretz Amim. He cannot go up to tumah d'raisa, of course, because he's not mechuber to a tumah d'raisa. But he's mechuber to a tumah d'rabbanon. He's allowed to be matam himself to any tumas mesa that's d'rabbanon, and he brings down various matzavim where a kohen going into an oil on mesa that would only be tummy but tumah d'rabbanon, he would be able to become tummy in such a tumah. That is the opinion of the Shvus Yaakov. A lot of achronim are chaylik on the Shvus Yaakov, especially in this that he is moiler of kula from his chumra. But it needs a hesber. Why is the Shvus Yaakov wrong? It would seem that tumas eretz amim, why should it be different than any other tumah, that a tumah d'rabbanan that applies to bizman hazeh? Why doesn't it apply to bizman hazeh? So Eretz Yisrael b'tayrosa, the Shachin Taz said, since Eretz Yisrael is not in the same madrig of Tumah, the Shvus Yaakov feels that that's not enough to take off a gzeira of Chazal. The fact that Chazal were gozer a special Tumas Eretz Amim, they weren't gozer b'zmanam on Eretz Yisrael, the fact that Eretz Yisrael became slightly less b'tayrosa than it was b'zman Chazal should not take off the gzeira of Chazal of Tumas Eretz Amim. That the Chazal were gozer on Tumas Eretz Amim. Kiva Eger brings down in Simon Shin Samach Tes from the Marikash two reasons why today Tumas Eretz Amim does not apply. One is because of Parnasa, which the Shvus Yaakov again feels that that's only for somebody living in Chutz La'aretz, but if somebody has Parnasa in Eretz Yisrael, he would not be able to go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. And another reason he brings down is from the Marikash is that since we're all Tamei Mesim anyway, so we can be metama to Tumas Eretz Amim. This would seem very difficult to understand what the Marikash is saying, because we know that even though we're all Tamei Mesim, we're still not allowed to be metama to any Tumah, be it a Tumah D'Raisa, Tumah D'Rabbanan. That is just the halacha we just brought down in Shin Ayin Gimel, that a Kohen was Isaac B'Kroivav, he was already Tamei Tumas Mesim to his Kroivim, that he's allowed to become Tumah with a Tumas Mesim to them, he still cannot become Tamei to another Mesim. Why would Tumas Eretz Amim be a Yoytzim in a cloud? Why would Tumas Eretz Amim be different in this respect? That just because somebody is already Tamei B'Tumas Mesim, he can therefore allow himself to become Tumas Eretz Amim. There might be two ways we can suggest why Tumas Eretz Amim might not be applicable Mizman Hazeh, at least the Tumas Mal of Eretz Amim. The Dogo Mervava and Shin Ayin Gimel paskins that today it's really machaber that Kivrei Akum, you are allowed to. The Mechaber says you are nochem nizor akoyim leleke aleim. A kohen should not walk on top of them. The Rama brings down that yesh makilim to walk on top of Kivrei Akum. This Rama Mechaber is rooted in a machlokes apoiskim. If we paskin that Kivrei Akum are tomei to be mahal over, it's a machlokes in the Gemara. It's a machlokes tanom in the Gemara. If Tumas Akum, there is a Tumas Oil. since Roiv Rishonim Paskin that Tumas Akum there is no Tumas Oil, and Tumas Eretz Amim according to one Shita is because of Tumas Akum, which means that the Gemara that says there was a Gzera of Tumas Meis, Tumas Eretz Amim, for somebody who was Mahil over Eretz Amim, that is because the Gemara was going according to Man Yom that said Kivrei Akum are Matamaboyo. If we pass in Kivrei Akum are not Matamaboyo, then of course we could be Mekel on Tumas Eretz Amim, and therefore that would be one reason why Tumas Eretz Amim would not be applicable Bezman Hazeh. If you paskin that Tumas Akum, there is no Tumas Oil by Tumas Akum Bezman Hazeh. Another way to explain why Tumas Eretz Amim might not be applicable today would be because the Chassam Sofer brings down in Simon Shin Lamed Tes that we paskin that somebody who's tummy b'tumas meis cannot become tummy to another tumas meis, even though he's already tummy b'tumas meis, is only the day after he became tummy b'tumas meis. That day that he's tummy b'tumas meis, the whole day he brings Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam that hold you could become tummy b'tumas meis. Therefore, it would follow through a kohen. In such a scenario, if a kohen became tummy on a certain day, he, on that day, would be able to go into Tumas Eretz Amim and become Tomei B'Tumas Eretz Amim on that day. The Chassam Sofer uses these Shittas Rishonim to paskin to be Mekel. He is Mitzarif these Shittas Rishonim to be Mekel for Tumah in certain instances. A Tumah the Rabbanon of Tumas Eretz Amim might be the same, might follow the same as well. Once the Kohen is in Tumas Eretz Amim, so he could stay there for as long as he would like, because since he is constantly being mal on Tumas Eretz Amim, he is constantly tomei b'tumas Eretz Amim. Again, so then he would always be able to become tomei to become more tomei b'tumas Eretz Amim, because it's considered that the same day that he became tomei, he's making himself tomei again. So once he made himself tomei in Eretz Yisrael the first time to amaze, however that happened, if he would leave and go to Tumas Eretz Amim on that day, he would be able to stay there as long as he would like.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.